This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWire.com, and I am here at the kickoff for Commodity Classic. I'm with Gail Stratman, and Gail is the Midwest Technical Sales Lead for FMC Corporation. Gail, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm well. So, Gail, let's talk a little bit about Cadet. You launched Cadet about 2 years ago, but it wasn't quite in full circulation, and it's my understanding now that this is a product that's gone nationwide. Can you tell us a little bit about what Cadet does and its advantages?
Well, Cadet is a post-emergence herbicide that we introduced, as you said, 2 years ago for corn and soybeans. And it's a very good product for growers who are using Roundup Ready or glyphosate-tolerant crops, corn and soybeans, that are looking for an additional herbicide to put with their glyphosate to help control those weeds that they may be experiencing some trouble controlling with straight glyphosate. Particularly weeds like velvet leaf, water hemp, morning glories, lamb's quarters, things like that. And it's a very unique herbicide in that, one, it's got a very broad spectrum on those broadleaf weeds and very active, but also it's very convenient for growers to use because it's labeled for use at the same rates in both corn and soybeans. So if a grower's got both crops, and a lot of times they're growing them next door to each other, they can be using this product in both those crops and not worry if they've got maybe a little spray drift moving over into one crop or they're spraying up next door to it and they might be, you know, worried about killing some of that crop. It works very nice for that. Also, a lot of growers are spraying the same crops at the same time, and so they don't have to worry about rinsing out the tank between and switching products, so it works. It's very convenient from that standpoint, as well as the additional control they're getting on the broadleaves when they're using this product.
Now, Gail, when's the best time to actually apply Cadet?
Well, it's a post-emergence product that's going to go in that first glyphosate application they make after the crop is up. So when the weeds are generally from, you know, 1 to 4 to 6 inches tall. Across the Midwest, I see a lot of growers trying to control very large weeds, and that's really where they struggle a lot of times with glyphosate. We really, from an agronomic standpoint, want growers to really key in on getting those weeds smaller because part of the issue with some of the issues with glyphosate, controlling those weeds, is they're getting too big. And so that's when they're really wanting to add another product. But if we can do that and also time those applications a little earlier to when those weeds are fairly small, our control can be so much better that that our success during the season is much improved.
Now, in the first 2 years that the product's been out, what's the feedback been from growers who adopted the technology in the last 2 years?
The response from our introduction of Cadet over the last 2 years has been tremendous. We've rapidly sold out of that product the last several years, and actually, as the spray season was just beginning, the response to it was so positive, we were out of it long before a majority of the growers got a chance to really look at it. So we're hoping where there are additional volumes this year that a lot more growers can take advantage of the availability of this product and be able to use it in their tank mixes in corn and soybeans.
So, Gail, let's kind of switch directions here for just a minute and talk about your Authority Assist herbicide. And I know this has also been a big product for you. Can you talk a little bit about Authority?
Well, Authority Assist is a pre-emergence herbicide for soybeans that we introduced about the same time as we introduced Cadet a couple of years ago. It's a very nice product, and it's a unique product that we designed specifically for Roundup Ready for soybeans as a herbicide to go down at planting time prior to soybean emergence to control those early season broadleaves as well as those early season grasses. It's kind of a dual-purpose product to really control early season weeds to limit weed competition to help maximize yields. A lot of university research has shown in the last couple of years that early season competition is just as critical in soybeans to yield maximization as is in corn. A lot of growers still use a lot of soil-applied herbicides in corn to protect yield. Soybeans, they've gotten away from that, thinking we can control those weeds with glyphosate during the season and we're not going to see much of a yield impact. A lot of the university research has kind of refuted that and says that yield loss can occur a lot earlier in the season and you need to protect that yield potential. So this product, going down at planting time, gives growers anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks of residual control to control those difficult weeds like the water hemp, morning glory, lamb's quarter, velvet leaf, as well as the grasses like foxtail and those, to give them that wider window of application for their glyphosate. So they can spray their corn and do a lot of their other operations early in the season without worrying about a yield loss component or a yield loss factor happening in their soybeans before they can get their glyphosate on those fields.
Okay, so just to clarify, on the Authority Assist, you don't apply that at the same time as the glyphosate, whereas with the Cadet, you can apply it at the same time.
Right. The Cadet is a tank mix product to go in with the glyphosate in later in the season to help them control those weeds that may have emerged in that crop already. Authority Assist is a pre-emergence product, soil applied, that's going on prior to planting or at planting on the soil to protect that crop as it's emerging, to eliminate a lot of those weeds that are coming up with that crop, and then allow that grower later on to come in with his glyphosate, or he could come in with Cadet and glyphosate if he wanted to, but later on to control those weeds that may have emerged in that crop. But we've eliminated a lot of those weeds early with the Authority Assist, and it limits that competition. The grower still got his maximum yield potential out there and his maximum return at the end of the season.
Now, how's the availability on the Authority Assist? Is that available to growers right now?
Exactly. Authority Assist is very available this year. It's, again, in the last couple of years, as we've been introducing, we've been ramping up supply. We've sold out of that product in our first 2 years of introduction. It's been very popular. This year, the supply on it's been going to be a lot increased or much higher, and so our growers should have excellent availability of that product going into the spring.
Okay, and Gail, where can people go to get more information on both of these products?
Well, they can go to fmccrop.com, which is our website, or they can contact their local Star retailer, FMC Star retailer, and they will put you in touch with their local FMC retail market manager.
Great. Well, thanks, Gail.
Thank you.